News Talk 770 AM, 92.5 FM, WVNN. Phil Williams, Right Side Radio, solid, conservative, and just plain right. Hey, my folks at eTax Breaks, 23 years of experience. eTaxBreaks.com, their whole mission in life is to find your business money. How's that for a gig? To find your business money. That's what they do. They literally look at the way you run your business. They decide, you know, things like, okay, where you place your business geographically. Did you keep it open during the pandemic? Did you survive a natural disaster? Who did you hire, like a veteran or something like that? All these things and more qualify your business for tax credits, tax exemptions, grants, who knows? Free money is what I'm saying. There's like over 3,000 programs around the nation that they're very familiar with, and they comb through them and they find out whether you qualify, and then they just send you a check. And that's the way it works. And they only get paid, by the way, if they find you money, period. If they don't find you anything, no cost. I would check it out. And they got a website just for our Right Side listeners, etaxbreaks.com/right side. Check them out, etaxbreaks.com/right side. All right, listen, I'm going to get into the next topic on the Triple Dipper. What is a religious accommodation, a religious exemption, if you will, for the vaccine mandates? Well, it's a little complicated, but it's not, if you get down to it, because it's technically something that is already codified and is there and available for you, and employers are required to give you due consideration. Now, before I do that, I see I've already got a call on line four about this very thing. I may be about to answer his question, but I'll see what he's got first. So Adam from Huntsville. Hey, Adam, Phil Williams from Right Side. What's on your mind?
Hey, Phil, how are you?
I'm good, sir. How you doing?
I'm doing well. I was doing some reading on the vaccines, and apparently some of the R&D that they did, at least these reports, the Pfizer and the Moderna used fetal cells from aborted fetal cells for R&D. And then the Johnson & Johnson actually uses aborted fetal cells in production. I'm not sure if this is true, but this is what I read. So if you're against abortion and you can, you know, tie that to your, you know, religious beliefs, and if those claims are true, could you use that as an exemption?
Absolutely. And by the way, when I say that, absolutely, that could be the basis for your claim, yes. Now, the employers right now are sometimes deciding they do or don't want to grant this, which is amazing to me. But I'll tell you right now that what you described is the basis for the majority of people having a religious exemption claim on these vaccines. Adam, you nailed it. And so, yes. that is the number one reason that I'm hearing for people wanting to resist on religious grounds. So, yeah. Answer your question, Adam?
Yes, sir. I appreciate it.
All right, man. You have a great day. Thanks for calling in. I'll take one more, and then I'm going to get into my topic here a little bit more myself. So line five, Charles from Decatur. Hey, Charles. Phil Williams from Right Side. What's on your mind?
So on the religious accommodations, the arbiter, particularly for federal companies, but also for civil, is the company. The federal task force guidance to contractors and the guidance that's coming out in contract modifications places that burden solely on the contracting company. So if the leadership in that company choose to issue an accommodation, it's based on their own evaluation.
So, and that is largely true.
No federal government getting in between these companies and the individuals in terms of religious accommodation. My point is that if your company is not granting a religious accommodation, they're being sanctimonious.
Well, and I
and
I completely
their choices
agree.
To do so are their own politics.
No, I completely agree, Charles. It's a great point. And listen, the reality is, though, that didn't stop right there. So let's say, for instance, they don't grant your religious accommodation. I'm getting a bit ahead of my topic, but if they don't grant your religious or your request for religious exemption, the Equal Employment Opportunity Commission is one of your rights. You can file a claim with the EEOC if indeed that applies. You can also consult with an attorney and find out whether or not you have appeal rights. And then almost every major employer is going to have an administrative appeal right in their handbook, and they have to follow it, because once they've issued that guidance on how they will handle employee grievances, they have to abide by it. So I would just tell folks that, yes, right now what we're seeing is that very often some of these companies are deciding on their own whether they are your priest or whether your priest is your priest, if you know what I mean. And I take issue with that. And I would suggest right now that people need to begin looking at the fact that they do have appeal rights on this, whether they be administrative or legal, and pursue those. Hey, Charles, thanks for the call, man. I appreciate that very much. Well, listen, folks, we're gonna move into this topic a little bit more. Let's talk about this. So what is the nature of things right now? Well, first of all, I'm looking at an article. This came off of Fox. It's a little bit old. But Dr. Robert Jeffries, who is a pastor and a commentator on matters of religion for Fox, he made a bold statement. He sees a trend within the Biden administration of literally, basically, he says, no faith is safe under the Biden administration. He says the dictates of religious conscience dare not remain in any place where federal money goes. And he believes that right now that what we're seeing is a trend towards almost lashing out at religion, and I would say especially Christianity. So that being said, he points out a fact that there's a lawsuit been working its way through the court systems, and the Biden administration sort of shocked everybody because they came in on behalf of three Christian schools that had filed suit to be allowed a religious exemption in that case to not have to accommodate LGBTQ students because they are a religious school, a Christian school. The Biden administration came in at first to support the Christian school position, and they not only intervened, they kind of went at it vigorously, and they even put the word vigorously defend into their pleadings, and then all of a sudden, something changed. There was an outcry, and the Biden administration amended its pleadings to remove the word vigorously. But what does that tell you? They immediately realized that to do vigorous defense meant that they might have to go against their base. And so Robert Jeffries says, from literally the first day of his presidency, Joe Biden has done everything possible to end so-called discrimination by aggressively going after any religious business school or university that holds to a traditional values. And he talks about the fact, he says it right here, and I quote this, Biden's position is clear. The dictates of the religious conscience dare not remain in any place where federal money goes. So how do you get this? Well, first of all, let me help you understand the law. So here's Lawyer Williams giving you just a little quick synopsis, all right? Don't consider this to be some great continuing legal ed expose. But Title VII, all right? Title VII of the Civil Rights Act. U.S. workers that are hoping for the opportunity to qualify for a religious exemption just simply have to show they have a sincere religious belief that conflicts with getting vaccinated. That's where you are. So if you have a sincere religious belief, like our caller, I think it was Adam a few minutes ago, Adam pointed out that in the R&D for Moderna and Pfizer, they apparently R&D'd it using fetal stem cells from aborted fetuses. And apparently Johnson & Johnson literally says that theirs was developed for production using the same type stem cells from aborted fetuses. I said on the show weeks ago that the Archdiocese, I believe, of New Orleans and also maybe Chicago, I've forgotten now, it's been a while, literally put out to their parishioners that they should find themselves in conflict as practicing Catholics, in that case, with taking those vaccines for that very reason. So there is your faith position, per se, and yet it goes on to say, workers have a right to a religious exemption under Title VII, of the Civil Rights Act. Aside from a narrow set of employers who are not engaged in interstate commerce, that's a whole other topic, the law covers nearly all U.S. employers, and therefore nearly all U.S. workers. Every employer has a right to assume that it applies to them, or should assume that it applies to them. So people, here's the deal. If you have a faith-based objection to the vaccine, make it known. And when I say that, I don't mean like a little bit. I mean, put it in writing, ask for your HR staff, your boss, your supervisor, or somebody to acknowledge receipt of your request. Now, a lot of these organizations are putting themselves out there and saying, here's the form you have to fill out. And I take issue with some of these. For instance, weeks ago, well over a month ago, somebody gave me a copy of what St. Vincent's Hospital is using for its employees. Because if you remember, St. Vincent's came out quickly and said, we're going to have a vaccine mandate. And as far as I know, they still are. And they're losing staff. And St. Vincent's Hospital had a form. Now, they are owned, by the way, by Ascension, which is a Catholic-owned, Catholic-based healthcare system. And yet St. Vincent's Hospital, on its form, said that if you were going to apply for this, then you have to justify your position and that St. Vincent's reserves the right to review it under new guidelines, not the old guidelines they had always used, and that they also reserve the right to investigate it to include calling your faith leader and ensuring that this is a position that they have advised, and then even questioning witnesses in your life to see whether or not this appears to be something that you are sincerely pursuing. And I'm just going to tell you, that is too far in my opinion. That, in my opinion, as an attorney, I believe that I could argue that that was an unjustified invasion of privacy. I believe that I could pursue that if I were an attorney and say, you have gone too far. You're starting to open the mail now, boss. You're getting way deep in the weeds. Why don't you come on in the bedroom and just go ahead and investigate what's in my sock drawer? I mean, that's where we are. So, folks, what I'm telling you is you have a right to apply for it. They have a right to review it. But the truth of the matter is employers would do well to grant it. When we come back from this short break, I want to tell you about the U.S. Navy on this very topic and what the Navy appears to be doing in terms of providing just pure out blanket denials without any investigation or discussion. Just literally saying, I'm sorry, sailors who have served for a number of years and gone to hard places and done hard things and sacrificed time away from your families. You know what? We don't like your religious exemption. Denied. That's happening a lot right now in the Navy. And a reporter named Liz Wheeler did a FOIA request, and she got some documents. And they are pretty damning. All right, folks, Phil Williams, Right Side Radio. We'll be right back with more of that in just 1 minute. News Talk 770 AM 92.5 FM WVNN. Phil Williams, Right Side Radio, solid conservative and just plain right. You can listen to us live at rightsideradio.org on the internet, no matter where you are. People stream our show in multiple states, and we're glad of it. Hey, listen, I want to finish this segment up about religious accommodation. I mean, I hope I've done it a little bit of justice. I'm not trying to give you like a continuing legal ed seminar here, but what I am saying is federal law already under Title VII says that almost every employer in the nation is required to give due consideration to a sincerely held religious belief that requests an exemption to policy, in this case, a COVID-19 vaccination. Period. There it is. Now, there are some grounds by which the employer is allowed to review and determine whether it's sincere. And what bothers me, though, is when you find right now that a employer is trying to interpose themselves between the priest and the parishioner, all right? And that is not what's supposed to be happening. Now, it is not, to me, St. Vincent's Hospital's form that I saw that I described right before the break went way too far, way too far. I mean, like a complete invasion of privacy to really check you out and see if you really were trying to do this religiously. Well, I mean, I'm just saying that's not their role. I would hope the legislature would pass something right now that says that the discretion as to a religious or medical accommodation request is in the discretion of the employee, not the employer. To me, that would take a whole lot of heat off the employer. Like, okay, I granted it because they asked for it. Not, I got myself in a bind because I decided to be your priest to figure out whether you were really being religious or just spinning a story. I wasn't sure. So, you know, I sent out a private investigator and I checked out your life and I reviewed your Facebook page. And then I even went and talked to your pastor and, you know, no, that's not your role. Well, I'm looking at this thing right now on Twitter that I found at like, gosh, I don't know, 5 this morning. Liz Wheeler is an independent reporter. She's the host of the Liz Wheeler Show. Got like some like 568,000 followers on Twitter. Wow. But she put this epic, and I posted it on my Twitter feed. You can find it. An epic thread of documents she's uncovered that she says, and I'll go through it a little bit here, exposes the U.S. Navy's plan to issue blanket denials of religious accommodations. Literally. Just blanket. The Navy has policies they're supposed to follow, and there's federal law that also applies. And she lists, she actually has documents. She shows them. And they blacked out certain things for private information. But she's showing you the documents here, like, for instance, at Naval Station, Corey Station down in Pensacola. Sailors requesting religious exemptions to the COVID vaccination mandate. Some of these sailors have served for 30 years. One served for 18 and a half years. And they are being denied. Each request makes specific descriptions of why they're requesting religious exemptions. And the Navy has not yet returned an acceptance or denial yet. In this particular case, she says, looking behind the scenes, we're beginning to see why. She begins to see right here, U.S. Navy policy requires a case-by-case review. And the commanders pursue what's known as the, quote, least restrictive means to effort to accommodate religious convictions. That's part of naval policy. It goes on to dictate that religious exemption requests for vaccines should be screened by a chaplain. They should be reviewed by the commanding officer, forwarded to the first 06, that's a colonel rank, I think it's a lieutenant commander or commander in the Navy, and the chain of command for endorsement. Forgive me if I got that naval rank wrong. I'm an Army guy. And then it goes on down to say, that's not happening. And she goes through it in fine detail of how naval, and she actually lists and put pictures of these naval commanders. For instance, denial of endorsements of all sailors who applied using a form letter where all they did was change the letterhead and the signature to make it appear as if it was an actual recommendation, but in reality, it wasn't. It was a form letter provided to this particular naval commander by her boss to use in denial of all. She goes on to say she knows she is violating policy and, in fact, complained to her colleagues about it. She's obtained two sworn affidavits from sailors who heard her literally say she did not want to pursue blanket denials, but she was forced to by her supervisor. She goes on to say she is knowingly violating policy. Then we get into the blanket denial template, and this is ridiculous. The blanket denial template, when you look at the metadata, which is when you look and see how a document was created and who created it, was not prepared by this particular commander. It was prepared by a JAG officer, a Lieutenant J.G. Carlos Pagan. The name strikes a chord. Carlos Pagan, who happens to work for a two-star rear admiral named Peter Garvin, who is an entirely different command, meaning, if you look at it, that you've got a two-star command, a junior JAG officer, putting together forms, sending them out to other commanders to use in blanket denials, and they're cutting and pasting it and using it across the board. That is not the way naval policy is supposed to be handling things. But what's happening now is you're seeing it. There's a gross hostility, she says, being shown to service members requesting a religious exemption to the COVID vaccination. And she goes on to show what's called a chop sheet. And when I worked at the Pentagon, we had chop sheets. It's where they send it around and you have to sign off on your portion of the sheet that you had reviewed it, on what date, and any comments you wanted to provide. This particular chop sheet related to religious accommodation shows that they are denying it based upon their belief that someone is out there with political intent. And folks, I'm just telling you, that's not supposed to be their role, and they're violating policy. And that's where the Navy is taking things right now. In the meantime, we got the Army here at Redstone Arsenal. I'd love to hear if somebody out there is experiencing something similar. But people, this is not supposed to be happening. Your boss is not your priest. But you apply for that religious accommodation, and you get a paperwork or a read receipt on your email or a certified mail receipt or something that shows that you got that religious accommodation request in and make them deny it, and then take it to appeal level if you have to. All right, folks, Grand Council's coming up with Jeff Poore and Dale Jackson, Phil Williams, Right Side Radio. We'll be right back.